This is Dr. Oliveros dictating for November the 28th. The first patient is Troy Stone. Last name Stone. First name Troy. 76-year-old white male that is following the clinic because of the presence of CKD stage 3A. The patient has several comorbidities, among them arterial hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and a diffuse arteriosclerotic process with main manifestation in the heart. The patient has a history of coronary artery bypass and more than 10 PCIs. He's followed by cardiology every 6 months. Period. Today comes with a serum creatinine that was reported on October the 16th of 2023 with a of 1.2 milligrams per deciliter. The estimated GFR is 59 mLs per minute. The serum electrolytes are within normal limits. The liver function tests are within normal range. Regarding the albumin creatinine ratio is 141. Excuse me. Albumin creatinine ratio is 6, which is within normal range, and the protein creatinine ratio in the past was 49 milligrams per gram of creatinine. In other words, this patient is CKD stage 3A, A1. Number two, he has a history of arterial hypertension. The blood pressure today is 133 over 76. The body weight has remained in a 204 pounds, the heart rate is 73 regular. The patient has not changed the body weight in the last 6 months. He's encouraged to lose another 5 pounds. Following number, the patient has a history of hyperlipidemia. He was placed on Repatha REPATHA. However, he has taken it in the last 2 months. In the current lipid profile, we notice that the cholesterol is 187, has been climbing up in the last year, The HDL remains flat at 36, and the LDL cholesterol has been increasing gradually. The patient dietetic history, he's still using industrial production food with the industrial production, which is causing probably inflammation. He was emphasized a plant-based diet. We discussed the plant-based diet for about 15 minutes. Given the fact that he has such aggressive cardiovascular disease, the salt has to be minimal, and so is the fluid intake that has to be no more than 50 ounces in 24 hours. This patient had a stroke in the past and severe cardiovascular disease. He also has some valvular heart disease. He's followed by the cardiologist on a regular basis. Following number gastroesophageal reflux disease on famotidine is asymptomatic. Following number obstructive sleep apnea that is controlled with the CPAP. To a physical examination, there is no alteration in the cardiac rhythm. There is no evidence of edema or decreased pulses. We are going to reevaluate the case in 6 months with laboratory workup. We invested 10 minutes reviewing the lab and in the face-to-face 25 minutes and the documentation 8 minutes.